This is growing native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Hey, the nights are cool and clear, and all the phases of the moon that are near full, they light up the grassland in the night. And as the moon wanes, only stars light up the dark, and they do a very good job. But oh my, those bright moon nights are something. And some early mornings, I find myself driving west and watching the moon set behind the Dragoon Mountains. On those mornings, I can tell you it is very hard to continue down that blacktop to work, and I stop to watch that moon go down, and I sing, "Moon, moon, I can see you sinking low." Then I go to work. I'm late, okay? Because I was singing to the moon. But at our home, near the banks of the Ojolote, whether the nights are starlit or moonlit, coyotes are very active, and we know this because they jabber through the night, sometimes in the distance and sometimes very close. For the distant coyotes, dogs, Choo-Choo and Farley join in with some interesting harmonized yodeling. For coyotes up close to our yard fence line, then all hell breaks loose, and dogs and coyotes or coyote bark back and forth, and I get out of bed and go outside and let Mr. or Ms. Canis Latrans know that I'm out there too. I thank the dogs for a job well done. Poultry appreciates it, I say, and go back to bed hoping I will fall asleep before my alarm goes off. Coyotes are such a resilient species, I have no doubt they will inherit the earth when humans are done with it. They're a pretty common sight along the two-lane blacktops I drive across the Sulphur Springs Valley, darting across the road and trotting through open fields, or sometimes just disappearing into mesquite or mimosa and sumac. And they're not an uncommon roadkill. Recently, I dragged a young dead coyote out of the middle of the road to the fence line. It's either do that, my friends, or watch that body be smashed to smithereens over the next couple weeks until it is nothing but a furry smudge on asphalt. When I dragged that little when I dragged that beautiful little critter off the road, turkey vultures were still around, and so maybe it fed someone. But turkey vultures are gone now, and every fall they gather in these large groups, and dozens and dozens soared and swirling overhead. 30 or 40 turkey vultures roosted in the sycamores near our home, and in the morning before taking flight, they open and hold out their immense wings, standing motionless, an amazing sight to behold. I wanted to tell you about a beautiful flower I see in the mountains. I was in the Chiricahua Mountains. There is a lot of seed up there to admire. I'm getting out of the growing business, I keep telling myself, so I photograph yucca fruit or acorns or bear grass seed. You know, maybe I gather a little, but it's only for personal use. I mean, I'm not a pusher, okay? But listen, there's a beautiful wildflower in the Sky Islands around you and me, and probably still blooming as I speak, Mexican campeón. You can't miss it. You can't miss it. Bright red flowers. I mean red. In Arizona, it says Arizona flora. Excuse me, I'm so excited. It says cardinal red. It says it not once, but twice. Even in the dichotomous key, it says petals cardinal red. Silene lanceolata. Eta is the Latinized binomial. Silene is named in honor of Silenus, the drunken tutor. This is Greek mythology. The drunken tutor of Bacchus. I don't know. Silene is sometimes called a catchfly, and it's known. Some of the species are known. There are 500 species around the world known for having sticky, gluey stems, and somehow that's the drunken drool of Silenus. That's one story, okay? Lanceni Eta. Cut from the Latin to tear to pieces, to cut up. And that has to refer to the amazing red petals, whose ends look shredded. Yes, they look shredded, nicely shredded, very nicely shredded cardinal red petals. It helps to know that Silene is in the pink family, or the carnation family. The word pink is not about color, but think pinking shears, think zigzag or notched, or think shredded cardinal red petals. Mexican campeón is found from like 5,000 feet to 9,000 feet in elevation, always around pines, it seems. Arizona florist says of the 8 species of Silene in Arizona, this is the showiest. Well, I don't want to hurt any feelings, but it is very, very pretty. We live in this amazing, diverse, arid land, don't we? From the Sky Islands to the desert floor, my friends. Oh, my gosh, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.